This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Do me a favor. Lay out your argument again. I do want to get into this Steelers game, if it even means anything. And Filippone said something yesterday. Did you catch that?
No.
Filippone said, I just had it.
You want to buy time for you?
Yeah, buy me 5 seconds.
All right. So what we're trying to do here is it's been a week, for those of you who have just joined us, in that, you know, the Joe Flacco trade, which then led to the Shedeur Sanders situation. Does he move up to the number two quarterback? And not only has it been a week in that regard, but it's almost been a first, goodness, since the minute they drafted Shedeur Sanders. And they had him in a quarterback competition, if you want to call it a pseudo quarterback competition, whatever you'd like, because there's been no communication on any of these things to see who the starting quarterback was. And fans of Shedeur Sanders have felt jaded and slighted. And at least, again, I might be projecting here on this. And we've been accused of a lot of horrendous things on this air. And I just wanted to take a deep breath and look at this from their perspective and realize, am I wrong? Am I seeing this differently? And it all spurred because, for those of you who have seen the show Ted Lasso, there's a great scene where he plays darts. And it popped up on my YouTube feed yesterday because, you know, the algorithm knows what the hell you're looking for. And I watched it, and he had the Walt Whitman quote in there of, be curious, not judgmental. And I went, that's what I need to do with this, is come in and be curious and not judgmental as to why people are as upset and jaded and proceeding to almost, you know, feel like they're backed into a corner and they need to grab the nearest sharp objects and start stabbing as hard as they can and as rapidly as possible. And so I'm coming to all of them and say, help me. I'm curious. I'm not going to be judgmental. If I ask you a question back, it's merely out of curiosity, because I want to understand why you feel the way you feel and why you think that me, Andy, Jeff, the afternoon show, the morning show, Jake Volnick at night, the weekend, Daryl, why you believe that these people are all gaslighting you, why you believe people...
I've never been accused of gaslighting the situation. I've always been down there. Why, have you seen people go, oh, Baskin saying this? That's not true.
No, all of us in general have been lumped in saying that we're gaslighting people.
No, I'm not.
And I want to understand why you think that is the case, to maybe just clear this all up.
All right.
So I'm coming in. I'm curious.
Can I change the tune here for 1 second here? Listen.
Please.
Filippone said yesterday, and I'm not trying to take away from what you're saying, Filippone said, there's absolutely no way the Steelers lose to the Browns on Sunday. That's Andrew Filippone from our sister station over in Pittsburgh.
Okay. Local talking head spews
things. No, the best part about it is it's Steeler fan coming back at him.
Saying,
why are you saying that? What are you doing? Are you insane? You realize how many years these two teams have split? It's just hard to win. Everybody wins at home in this series lately. Right.
Well, what is it? I saw the Browns haven't won a playoff game in Pittsburgh since, I think, 2002.
No, we won. Remember, that was the last game they won, was in Pittsburgh. It's the only game they won since 99.
So I did see that incorrectly.
The snap over the head. Remember that? Stefanski wasn't there. Remember?
Yeah.
It was during COVID.
Playoff game.
Yeah, it was a playoff game.
Right.
You're
talking
about
playoff.
Oh, you're talking about regular season.
Correct.
Game.
Regular season game. They haven't won in Pittsburgh since 2002. In a non-playoff game.
Yeah, that sounds right. So it's what the series has always been. When I was a kid, they couldn't win at Three Rivers. Now they can't win. It'd be great if they win on Sunday.
It's also crime. It's no longer
because
called Heinz
Field. If you look at, I'm like, no one thought they were going to beat the Packers. Did anyone think the Giants were winning last night?
No.
Did you think the Giants were winning?
No.
No. Not at all.
I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't watch a single snap of that.
Oh, it was a good game. It was fun. Jackson Dart looked like the real deal yesterday. Everybody in this country is going, oh, did we pass on Jackson Dart?
I'm not yanking that thread.
He looked good, man.
I got enough drama. I got enough problems. I got enough yelling.
But my favorite part of it was they threw Jackson Dart in the concussion tent, or in the tent, right, to check him for a concussion. And he comes back, and you know, Dable's like a big brother to him, and he's giving him hugs, and he slaps him in the head. I'm like, what are you doing? He was just getting checked out for a concussion. You're slapping him in the head. What are you doing?
I've never understood that in football to begin with.
What, to slap somebody on the head?
Exactly.
But again,
I'm not yanking it there. Andy, my house is flooding. I'm not going to light it on fire thinking that's going to solve the problem.
That's true. Entertainment, you've been good this week. What do you got, Entertainment? What do you got for us?
Well, I just want to tell you guys this. I'm just being so real with y'all. Sometimes you just got to say, hi, and let the boys play football. Because at the end of the day, I've been watching football.
I'm sorry about that. That was my wife, man. please just stop entertaining.
I was wondering where you were going with that. Go ahead, yes.
I don't know. Hey, but check it out, though. It's right in front of us. This has been a revolving door from the Cleveland Browns for, 20-something plus years that I've been watching football. You can see what's going on here. The Haslams, they want Sanders to play. Trust and believe this, right? These moves are being made not for Stefanski to be here at the end of the year. What's going to happen is that Stefanski, and I can see it coming, he's going to get fired at the end of the year, and the next head coach is going to be able to bring along Sanders. And I can see it happening. I can literally just taste.
What's the next head coach going to do with the quarterback they draft next year in the first round?
I just like yesterday, I was telling you, all right, it's entertainment. The fans want entertainment. What's more better than asking Deion to come and play and be the head coach for the Cleveland Browns? How much of that would be entertainment?
Would you put your house up for sale? If somebody said up to you, listen, hey, man, how much do you believe that Deion Sanders is going to be the head coach of this team?
No. I'm not saying that. I'm saying entertain the fact that can you imagine the juice, the energy that Deion will bring? You know what I'm getting at?
I mean,
you just imagine.
I mean, yes.
Can you imagine him?
I get entertainment. The problem I have with making that move, man, is the fact that I don't know if Deion Sanders is going to coach past this year because of his health. He's already talking that he was about to miss this game because he had a health issue.
Right. You know, okay. The same thing with Myles Garrett. When he got his shirt on, he's hurt. When he got his shirt off, he can play. Okay? That's the same thing with Deion.
Yeah. Have you seen the surgery?
Andy, I'm
with you, man. But, I mean, Deion.
I heard you yesterday, Andy.
Yes. What did I say yesterday?
And I've been watching that. When Myles Garrett got his shirt on, he's under the weather. When he got it off, he's a monster. So what I'm getting at is Deion's prime time, okay, when he starts tasting that prime time, he forgets about being ill.
Do you know how serious this stuff is going on with Deion? It's super serious.
Yeah.
I agree. But, I mean, at some point, Deion's going to say, my health. And that's, I think, wish for anybody.
But who's next? So who can mimic Deion Sanders?
You want John Gruden
as the head coach?
You want John Gruden?
You know what? Bring him along. Even though he did have that one year when he was talking that racist stuff.
Yeah, that's not good.
Locker room.
Yeah, that's not good.
You know what I'm getting at?
Yeah, that's a bad move.
What I'm getting at.
Yeah, I hear you.
But we definitely, Andy, we need some fire. Every time Stefanski speaks, I ask myself, why did I get married? Every time this guy he speaks. It's just unbelievable. The guy has no fire. I mean, he doesn't even give us a little bit of a taste of what's going on.
All right, Entertainment, we got to roll. Thank you. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend. We will hopefully be entertained by Kevin Stefanski just after 1 o'clock today.
We'll see. I've gone into these press conferences. I mean, this is the lowest of low expectations that you could ever have in anything in life. Like, we are, I used to joke with my buddies. You remember when the movie MacGruber came out?
Yeah, MacGruber.
And we all looked at each other and went, this looks like the stupidest thing I'm ever going to watch in my life. And we went and saw it in the theater. And we all realized that we walked in going, if this thing even has a plot, we'll be thrilled. That's how I feel about Stefanski press conferences when it comes to a level of knowledge or entertainment that comes out of all of it, because that's where I am. I have no expectations with this. I don't know if he's going to announce a quarterback. I don't know if he's not going to announce a quarterback. I don't know what he's going to. I can guarantee he's not going to give it up right in the beginning. I can guarantee you that a reporter is going to have to ask him, so who's your backup quarterback this week if Dylan Gabriel gets hurt? Yeah, we're evaluating every, you know, it's just, we know he's going to be coy about these things and all of that, because again, behind him is a Mars rock that could power the entire planet, and he can't let anybody know that they have this rock that could power the entire planet.
All right, 60 seconds with Tom. 60 seconds, Tom, go ahead.
How are you, Tom?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Definitely liked what the previous caller said. You know, our questions about Shedeur Sanders, let's face it, we all watched the draft together. We all watched Barry and Stefanski high five, hug. But when it came to round five, they looked like two deers in the headlights. They did not want that pick. That was a mercy pick. That was called a Haslam pick. And God forbid, if Shedeur Sanders hits the field, running, playing great, it's going to cost Stefanski to lose his job.
So,
number one.
Can I push back on this point, if you don't mind, Tom? A little bit?
Yeah.
Why would that cost Stefanski to... Why would success cause someone to lose someone's job?
It isn't the success of the team. It's the success of a quarterback that you could have started before Dylan Gabriel. Dylan Gabriel is Stefanski and Barry's guy. That's what it is. And God forbid, a pick five, round five quarterback comes in with first round talent, and all the fans, including you guys, what if Shedeur goes out there, okay, lights it up? Then the conversation's going to be, why did this guy start week one?
That's what I ask about Bo Jackson every week when I watch Ohio State. Why didn't he play against Texas?
But it's a relatively, Help me. Or at least, again, and I could be off, but wouldn't your answer just be, well, because he needed time to adapt to what Kevin Stefanski was looking for in an offense to succeed, or time for the organization to build an offense that would fit around him? Like, this feels like a circular conversation that we're having in all of this, where everybody's logic is the correct logic. Like, that's the part I don't understand, is why you think a coaching staff would be like, no, don't play. What?
Brian Anderson next, Baskin and Phelps with Dan Manigan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know who does give us answers? You know him. Former Indian. Pride of Geneva. One of the voices of the Tampa Bay Rays. He's Brian Anderson, and he is on the fan hotline. B.A., how are you?
What's up, buddy?
I'm doing great, boys. I'm doing great. I'm listening to your lead-in, and I'm thinking to myself, is there more of an indictment of a football team and an organization to where everybody is clamoring to hear who is the second quarterback this coming weekend? If that doesn't scream pathetic in all caps, I don't know what does. When that's the storyline, your team stinks. Your situation stinks. So other than that, how are you guys?
That'd be like wondering who your seventh starter is, right?
That, I mean, bro, it boggles my mind what a joke this is becoming. We talked about it last week, but again, the question on everybody's mind, is Shador QB2? That's the question you're asking of your team? Good Lord, if that doesn't tell you the situation that you're in, nothing else does. Period. It's sad. It's pathetic. But it's Browns football.
So why is it, though, B.A.? You've lived it your whole life. Why is it? Why are we all intrigued by this?
Because of who he is. Because of who he is. You know, it was so funny. As his slide started, and you know, everybody, obviously, that was a big talk because, you know, there were pundits, there were people wondering if he was going to be a top five pick, top two, top three, you know, whatever. All of a sudden, he's starting to slide. And I remember thinking to myself, it would be so Cleveland. It would be so Cleveland to draft Shador. And then all of a sudden, the third round, they picked Dillon Gabriel. And I remember thinking when they picked him, I'm like, well, good. At least they're out on Shador. We don't have to invite that circus into town. And they go and do it anyway. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. And guess what? This is what it brought. This is what it brings. We've been talking about the third string quarterback for the first few weeks of the season, and now we all need to know, is he QB2 this week? I mean, I just think it's so laughingly pathetic. I can't get over it. Meanwhile, the guy they ran out of town is maybe the favorite for the NFL MVP, and he is bawling out like crazy, and he has Tampa Bay in the palm of his hand, and that would be one Baker Mayfield.
I wish I could argue with you. I can't. I've been watching it. How are you not glued to that? What's a bigger mistake? I mean, letting him go or trying to go get Deshaun Watson today?
they both went hand in hand.
Yeah.
You ran him out of town so you could go get Deshaun Watson. You know, the thing that always bothered me about that was, you know, I know it was the COVID season and it was different and there were no fans in the stands, whatever it may be. But, you know, he leads them to the playoffs and they get a road victory against Pittsburgh. Like I said, say what you want about the fans not being in the stands. It's a whole different atmosphere. I get it. But they still won. You know, and he was a big part of that. And then the next year he throws that pick, I think it was week two, and tries to make the tackle on the guy. And it separates, tears up his left shoulder in the process. Now, a lot of guys would have sat out for, I mean, who knows how long it would have taken that injury to heal. Not only does he post up every week, but he's playing, taking hits, but continuing to battle and compete with the brace on that front shoulder. And, you know, that was the year that they kind of, you know, that was the year that, that things didn't go as well. Mm-hmm. His accuracy wasn't quite the same. And those were the excuses that were used to run him out so they could go get Deshaun Watson. Now, this is what I will tell you. And I know that I'm not a football player, but I did throw something for a living. Okay.
Yes.
And anybody that throws something for a living will tell you that if their front side is compromised, if that front shoulder, that front side is compromised in any way, your accuracy will not be the same. It can't, because you can't create leverage. Not only that, he had that brace on his arm, so he couldn't even fully get it up there. So when you can't create leverage, you then can't create accuracy and create drive. And that's where he struggled that year. But it was because of the front side. It wasn't because of him. It was because that front side was compromised, and he's trying to throw with a front shoulder that doesn't work. And when your front shoulder doesn't work, I can tell you, being on a mound, if my front shoulder is compromised, it's separated, and it's constant pain, and I can't move it like I normally would, my accuracy, my command of my pitches is not going to be there, much like his throws that year. So it was a completely fabricated excuse to run him out, and then to bring the other guy in. And those decisions go hand in hand, because you got one guy that had come in and he played one great half of football in his Browns career. And that was that half against the Ravens, like the second half against the Ravens, where he was perfect. Outside of that, nothing. And meanwhile, like I said, you've got Baker, who has found a home down here and has this region of Florida eating out of the palm of his hand, and is having a great start to the season. Mm. So, I don't know.
It's one of the great questions that I'll have when the tell-all book is written, BA. And if you're – all right, so let's put you in that situation. So let's say you got a star coming up, and your front shoulder is bugging you. Are you going to a coach and saying, hey, I can't – I have no accuracy, I can't do this? Or are you just fighting through the way that Baker did? And if that's the case, somebody should have came to him and said, bud, you need to sit.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, maybe. It's tough. Listen, he's a competitor. He's been that way, you know, everywhere that he's been. You know, nothing's been handed to him. You know, from Texas Tech to Oklahoma and on down the line, you know, he's had to fight for everything, all the way to where he became first overall pick. I mean, that's pretty incredible. And he's just he's a gamer. That's why his teammates love him. I mean, his teammates down here adore Baker, and the fans are all in. I mean, because, you know, he'll lower the head, and maybe that's not the smartest thing to do, but that endears you to the fans. It shows how much you care. And that was him back then. He wants to play. And if the starting quarterback says he can go, and it wasn't like he was a train wreck. It just wasn't as crisp as the previous season. Not as crisp as you would like him to be. And oh, by the way, you know, the guy that you have backing him up is not going to be any kind of an upgrade. So you just keep going. If he can keep running out there, you keep going. And he, you know, that's just he was Baker Mayfield. I mean, he'd have to be missing a limb, missing a leg, to ever, and even then probably not, to ever ask out of a game. That's just not who he is. That's not how he's built. That's not how he plays. So, you know, I mean, it's sad that it's become what it is right now, to where, like you said, are we going to get the answer on who the backup is this week? That, I mean, that just crushes the spirit. It just lets you know where this organization stands right now. And it's sad. It's sad because on the other side, you've got a defense that is absolutely bawling out. I mean, what are they giving up, 230 yards a game? I mean, they're the number one defense in the NFL, and it's not real close. And it's being completely and utterly wasted.
All right, speaking of sad, can we have a moment of silence for the Yankees?
No.
I was going to agree. No.
All right. So I have two moments of silence for the Yankees and the Red Sox.
Yeah, no.
I love it.
Goodbye. I know. You know, I'm going to tell you, it's really interesting because we played the Blue Jays early in the season. And the Rays, at that point, you know, they were playing okay, but nothing great. And they took 5 out of 6 of the 2 series because they were played in a relatively short period of time. Mm-hmm. And the Rays won 5 out of 6. And to me, it was the same Blue Jay team that I've watched for years. you've got all the bloodlines. You've got the Bichettes and the Guerreros and the Cabigios, and you know that you've got all the
the Shapiros. Yes, right.
You've got all the you got the names on the back of the jersey. You got all of the expectations, and yet the team continually underperforms. That's just what they do. I watched them play. I'm like, this is the same Blue Jay team, but, you know, nothing to worry about. And then all of a sudden, they go on a run, and they catch the Yankees, and they pass them. We hadn't played them in this time. And they got a 5 or 6 game lead, and they were able to maintain that lead. And I'm like, okay, we're getting ready to play them again. We played them proximity on the schedule late in the season. In fact, we ended the season in Toronto. And so, but I hadn't seen him all summer, but I'd seen him take this lead, maintain the lead. And I'm like, okay, I can't wait to see this team, because this now looks like a real team. They've caught the Yankees. They've passed them. They've got a good lead on them, and they're holding that lead. And all of a sudden we go to play him again. We played him at Steinbrenner Field, and it was like, this is the same team. I mean, this is the same, like, what's the deal here? What is, you know, and at that point, they had started to fall back, and the Yankees had pulled within a game or so. And, and then that's how it kind of went into that final series. And they swept us, but we didn't look like we were competing very well at all. And so they swept us, and they had to win the division. But, you know, then to watch them in this playoffs, I don't know, man. It's a fun team because they play an older style of baseball. You know, when you look at their numbers, they score a lot of runs. You know, they'll hit some home runs. They got some guys that will run a little bit, but they don't strike out. You know, you look at they maybe the fewest strikeouts in Major League Baseball, or very, very close. They put the ball in play. They do the little things. They find a way to move a runner. You know, they play the game kind of old school style, more so than what you're used to seeing with the launch angle and everybody's trying to go deep all the time. They are a little bit of a throwback team in how they play. And that's been, you know, that's been fun to watch, because that came in huge against the Yankees, moving the baseball, getting the big hit, using the other side of the field, hitting the ball the other way. You know, everything right now, today's game is pull for power, get the ball in the air to the pull side, ball in the air to the pull side. And, you know, they've got a couple of guys that'll try to do that, but they've got a lineup full of guys that are just looking to hit line drives and line drives all over the field. And so that's kind of fun to watch. And it's been fun to see their little run. And I hope that the Mariners are able to pull off the win over the Tigers, and then Mariners Blue Jays. I think that will be a great series, because the Mariners have a really, really strong team too. And that should be a fun ALCS.
It would be a boatload of fun. Brian Anderson joining us, former Indians pitcher, current Rays color analyst on the TV broadcast on the Fan Hotline. Dude, I feel so bad for the poor kid on the hill for the Phillies last night, BA. I feel so bad for him.
Does anybody feel bad for Philadelphia yesterday? What misery they had.
Think about it. I mean, the Eagles got absolutely bum-rushed by the Giants, what, doubled up?
Yeah.
And then the Phillies... Yeah, you know what?
And as Meredith will tell you, the Flyers lost last night, too.
And then help me out with this, BA. So when that kid, when he bobbled it, he should have just went straight to first and trying to go home, right? He just kind of panicked?
Yeah, it was a complete panic job. And, yeah, the only play was to first base. If you go back and look at the replay, I know that the throw was wide and off. If that throw is on time and right to the chest of the catcher, it may still not have been in time. It was, and here's the reason why. So all the base runners have to run 90 feet to get to the next bag, correct? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you have the guy that just hit the ball. So he just hit the ball, and it's a chopper back to the mound. So by the time that ball is bobbled by Kirkering, there's that hitter isn't that far out of the box and getting up the line. The runner that's at third has been leading off. He's had an 8, 10, 11-foot head start. And then when the ball is hit on the ground because the bases are loaded, he's already running. So she's so much further down the line than the guy who hit the ball that the only play is first base. That's the only play. You scramble and get that ball. Like I said, if you go back and look at the replay, I don't know if he would have been out if it was a perfect throw. So it's one where, but that's where panic sets in. And it's real easy to do. You know, you put the runner on to load the bases. Now there's no margin for error. And you've got to make this play. And when you don't field it cleanly, that's what happens. You panic. And the wrong play was made, and he didn't finish the throw. Everything was moving too fast for him. You know, when we talk, about young pitchers or just players in general, sometimes the game can speed up on you. It can speed up on you, and it's like a guy that goes out there and he's cruising for three or four innings, and then all of a sudden he gives up a four or five spot in the fourth inning, and we've all done it. It's all happened to anybody that's pitched long enough. And you find yourself sitting on the bench, and you're literally in a state of shock. You've got that 1,000-yard stare, and you're thinking to yourself, how did that happen? Like, I was in control. I had gone three, hitless, scoreless innings, and I'm on the bench now, 3 1/3, and I've given up 5 runs. Like, how did that happen? Like, but that's what happens. The game speeds up. A base hit here, a walk, a bad play behind you, and all of a sudden your mind starts to race. And instead of focusing on the task at hand, which is the next pitch, you start thinking about results. And all of a sudden, when you start thinking about results, now your attention to detail's not there. And when the attention to detail's not there, that's when the opposition can capitalize. And then before you know it, you're out of the game wondering what just happened. And that poor kid's got to live with that all off season. You feel sick for him, but he just panicked. He panicked.
Who do you like down the stretch here? Dodgers? Who's your team?
It's hard to not like the Dodgers, but I'm going to stick with the Mariners. I like the Mariners. I love their starting rotation, and it's healthy and it's capable of dominating. They're every guy they run out there is capable of absolutely throwing a CG shutout in the playoffs. Mm. Every one of them. They've got a deep rotation. They strengthen their bullpen, and their bullpen's, it's not elite, but it's pretty stinking good. To go with those starters, it's a great combo. And then that lineup, you had Julio Rodriguez, who had the big second half. Cal Raleigh, of course, we've all seen what he has done as a switch hitting catcher. And Randy Arozarena, who loves October and loves the big moments. But then you bring in a Josh Naylor, gritty. You guys know him from Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you bring Naylor in. You bring in Eugenio Suarez. That's a strong lineup, man. Just with those five. And forget about the guys that you sprinkle around them. So when you think about that lineup and that starting staff, that's why I hope they can get by the Tigers. That was unfortunate the other day for them. I was actually cleaning out my daughter's room, and I've got this. By the way, it's one of the greatest things ever. It's called LG Stand By Me, and it's basically a gigantic iPad that sits on a stand that you can roll it anywhere. Take it outside. You charge it. And when you charge it fully, it gets about 10 hours of use.
I got to look this up.
Oh, yeah, dude, it's the greatest thing ever. I wheeled that thing into my daughter's room while I was cleaning it out and throwing stuff away and putting things in donation bags, watching that baseball game. And, of course, they had jumped out to that early lead, and you thought, okay, they're gonna put a stake in the heart of the Tigers. And then all of a sudden Detroit you couldn't get them out there in the middle innings. They just hammered them for those, seven runs in two innings and then ended up winning that game. So that's great that there's a game five tonight. But I think that if, Seattle's – well, listen, Toronto's playing great baseball. Sometimes it's just about being the hottest team at the right time. But I think Seattle-Toronto's going to be a great ALCS. But, give me – I'm gonna stick with my pick before everything started, and that would be Seattle. So knowing that, you can bet and bank on it and probably go bet the Tigers to win tonight.
BA, as always, we appreciate it. Look forward to having our little behind-the-scenes conversation on Sunday during the Browns game. Thanks, man.
Talk soon, buddy.
Yes, sir. Boys, have a great weekend, and I hope you guys find out who the backup is this week. Good luck.
All right, we'll find out. I'm glad you're listening. Glad you're locked in like everybody else is. Thanks, BA. We'll talk to you later.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
And there you have it. Browns and Steelers coming up on Sunday at 1. You'll be able to listen to it right here on the Browns Radio Network, whether it's 92.3 The Fan or the pregame show with me and Ken and Tyvis Powell and Gerard Cherry. We have a blast while we're doing that. Andrew Siciliano, we're over on NCX in the morning as well. So just taking a look at what we need to know for the rest of the day. Charles Robinson joins us here in about 13 minutes, and then Tim May is going to talk to us at 12:40. We will get set with our Tim May conversation that we have every week. The Buckeyes, big game against Illinois, and looking forward to that. But the big thing you want to lock into today is Kevin Stefanski at 110. Kevin Stefanski, Browns head coach, at 110. Maybe he'll answer some questions. Maybe he won't answer some questions. I still don't understand why, and I guess the reason would be because you don't have to pull Bailey Zappe off the practice squad until the last moment to kind of figure that out, which I believe is what, Saturday? Is that what we're saying, Dan? Saturday at the, something close
I
to that?
I believe that is, again, tomorrow. We had the CBA. We were reading the CBA this morning because, you know, research.
That's great reading, yeah.
That's how we work. We are all about research on this show.
So maybe he'll announce right today. Do you think Kevin's announcing today who the backup is?
No. I don't think so.
Unless he has to. Unless we're missing something here.
Yeah. It's a little communication would go a long way when it comes to
why?
That organization.
Why should the team be honest with us? Why should the team come out and tell? Why didn't Kevin just say the other day, hey, the guy who's been our number three is now our number two. Our number two is now our number one. You already knew that now our number two has been traded. So why wouldn't the number three become the number two unless you're talking about...
So.
What we've been talking about.
The only thing I could think of is the other probably bigger pending question with the Browns, which is, can we find a play that's over 20 yards? Can we find an explosive play in this offense? And I wonder
it's
if
David
maybe
Njoku.
It's, and I wonder if maybe it's that in Kevin Stefanski's head, who's like, I don't care right now who the backup quarterback is. I got to figure out how the current quarterback can throw more than 20 yards. Like, that's... The most mind-numbing thing that has come out of this week is the fact that Dylan Gabriel has been pushed so far to the side, and all of us looking at each other going, well, he played okay, but God, was that conservative. Now, is that conservative because they had a short week going to London and all of that kind of stuff, or was it conservative because that's the style that they want to play? Andy, they got to find some explosive plays in this offense. They've got to throw the ball more than 20 yards down the field. Like, they must. They must. You can't live in this world of 6-yard passes and passes behind the line of scrimmage. Like, there has got to be some creativity that comes out of this. This offense is bland. This offense is cafeteria food. Like,
hey, some cafeterias are good.
Oh, I'm talking like grade school cafeteria food, where it's there because everybody's taste buds, you know, whoever's back there making the food is going, oh, they're just going to cover it in ketchup anyway.
I got to tell you the best ever. Did you have a favorite food? I know I shouldn't switch topics, but you just said this.
As a kid?
Yeah. They had a thing called the Wiener Wink. I thought it was the greatest. You know
my
what it was?
My mom would know this. I don't know mine off the top of
my head.
Did you
ever have a Wiener Wink?
Pizza.
Did you ever eat one of those? Kid. What they used to be? I make them now every once in a while. I'm older.
Is that the
hot dog? It was really
hot dog with the crescent roll wrapped around it?
No. Those I eat. We make those all the time.
Those
still
are outstanding.
Those that is the greatest hors d'oeuvre of all time, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
That's little mini hot dog, crescent roll, win every time.
Yeah. Without question.
No, though, with the Wiener Wink was this real simple thing. Imagine giving this to like 5th, 6th, 7th graders. It was just basically a piece of toast, melted cheese on there, boom, hot dog right in the middle. Then what they would do to make it so you could eat it is they would put one of those giant toothpicks in it with the little green plastic on top of it. You want to talk about fancy? Come on, man.
It's pretty fancy.
That's fancy.
It's pretty fancy.
I'm just saying.
Hey, if it tastes good, that's all you're asking for.
Such good stuff.
But that's my, it's funny that we've spent this because it's been a part of this figuring out the Shedeur Sanders thing when I'm still throwing my palms into here going, okay, so are you going to push the ball down the field? Where are the wide receiver screens? If I'm Kevin Stefanski, I'm going, how do I put the ball in Isaiah Bond's hands and use his speed? How do I get this guy in space? How do I put him? Can I run a 5-yard slant and get him on time and on target and just let him go for yards after the catch? I mean, this dude's got stupid speed, and for some reason, the only way that they use it is, hey, run for a while. Maybe we'll try to throw it to you.
It's true.
This has been the most baffling part because not last year, but the year before, when it was PJ Walker and it was Dorian Thompson-Robinson, the one thing you could say about this offense is it was creative. I mean, they threw everything but the kitchen sink.
Yeah,
trying
don't you
to
find that's
forward.
Weird? I think Kevin Stefanski himself feels stifled by the fact that he's not running all these trick plays that aren't working sometimes.
I mean, even in the preseason, you saw reverses. Like, you saw all sorts of crazy stuff. It is baffling to me that all of this has completely disappeared. And I hope, pray, plea that this is the week that you find all of these things again. And that maybe with having a normal week of practice, you're able to put in all of these different ways to try to push the ball forward, to work in a tight end screen. My goodness, the amount of tight end screens Kevin Stefanski used to run was unbelievable. In fact, nobody ever ran tight end screens really until Kevin Stefanski was like the first coach I ever saw who was like, hey, let's do this. So like, if I'm him, maybe I'm looking at this and going, yeah, you know what? The backup quarterback, third string quarterback, that could go over here. I got to figure out how in the hell I'm going to get some explosive plays into this offense.
Yeah. I don't understand the offense right now. But then again, they don't really have a whole lot of guns when it comes to wide receivers. And if you like tight ends, this is the greatest of all time. So
I never thought we would all look at each other and call this offense bland. It's bland.
How bland? We're going to ask Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports. That is coming up next right here on Baskin and Phelps, of course. Your home for the Cleveland Browns right here on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.